Right, after Yitzhak Vadim. So let's back up to the Yitzhak Vadim and go.
Yeah.
The Yitzhak Vadim. Choshev kan kol ha-shirkoyma. We explained that shirkoyma is the tzira for all the halakim. But inyon shal ha-shirkoyma u-kach. Ke-kodesh baruch hu nista v'nigla. Nista mitzad atzmoy v'nigla mitzad maisav. The hainu ha-shkechose yisparach. V'chol o'ilomis mikisi ha-kovir l'mata hu nikro shirkoyma. It's one long chain of kaviyoch of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim. Kloima, shta Hakadosh Baruch Hu osas kol hashir koima. The entire shir koima is made from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, this is how he projects the. This is how he projects himself to the world. So b'meila, he's going to start going from the top down bottom and describe the ashgacha. One more nekuda to add that I think is appropriate here. Whenever I speak of a process that evolved, I start from the bottom up. Marshall, how did the crash of 2008 happen? So, the people started this, people started this. This bemela caused something else. This bemela triggered something else, and so on and so forth. So, you start from the bottom, so to speak, the shevish, and you work your way up. That's because it's not mechuvin. No, nobody except for the people who believe in all sorts of conspiracies. But the norm is that these things happen. People got into this. People got into that. B'meila they bundled them. B'meila this, and so on and so forth. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something, he's starting milamala lamata. So it's like just like let's say the conspiracy people are right, and I want to crash the market. So I sit down with a group of people and say, Rabbeisai, we're going to destroy the market. Now, how do we do it? We're going to have the market such a way. How do we get it to be such a way? We'll get people to do this and this. How do we get people to do this, like this and this and this? So depending on whether you're describing a process that starts from the grassroots up, which is evolutionary, or a process which starts from the bottom down, which is premeditated and planned, That's the nafkamina where you're talking about up or from the bottom up or the top down, and here kamuvan the shir koyma is the hashpava kadosh baruch hu lamata. It starts with the kisa kavod. The rosh hashanah is the god lamata. Umaskel bepoz, mesayim bepoz. Ki notes soifer bitchilasa chilasa besayif. This is a famous aside that. It's words taken out of Sefer Yetzirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, and like every time, like the Marshall, when I build a building, so what the building's going to look like, I know before I built it. And I start building kifi that plan. So that's not Sefer B'Tchilasa, already in the Tchila, we have the shoshim for the seif, so b'meila you expect the seif and the tchil to be the same. So l'marshal, the famous dogma, I dream of this extraordinary palace, mansion, whatever it is. So my dream is the finished product, and I build, and it doesn't look anything like it. When it comes to the very last end, to the makom patish, I have exactly what I dreamt about. V'chein kol ha-Torah kulei b'shir koyim echad. And kol ha-Torah kula is also a shir koyma echad, meaning that all the halakim of Torah, they add up to something. It's not a description of many, many different individual nekudas. It's a kolalistic gathering of everything. Ki kama tevois u'gematrish ha-tevois v'atziruf ha-shesh v'Torah kimoikein yeshnoi olamis. So he says it over here, very, very interesting, that he finds it in the different Sirufei, Oisius, Gematrius, all of that world of Remisa. Now, the question is, when we look at a gematria or chilufim or all of these things, then we tend to think of it as being, you know, I know something curious, interesting, but we don't seem to go right in that. And yet he says over here that the gematrias and the tzirufin sheish b'teira are really sheir kaina. So it pashas means the point of a gematria is that when I take out the abstract element, it has meaning to it. So I look at how much of something it is, and I take its gematria, the name or whatever it is, then I'm getting an insight into a shekhaima. Since all shekhaimas have a mahalach, a structure, numbers are the inyanim that would shtalavek appropriately. So he says over here also the shekoyim of Torah is also being erechdois. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, he's going to be saying over here all sorts of mitzvahs, esim, mitzvahs, say ayin pon l'peir, and so on. So this whole inyan where all the halakim and are the mid of a mishkal are all merumas in this point. Vama doidit sach mitzvahs esay ve'odoyim b'mitzvahs lois esay. That's obvious, you know. The mitzvahs esay is of mitzvahs rachmas lavon. This is odoyim. Dogel mervava pirish shehu nika b'revava shaloi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nika from the ribui. So all of these different halakim of Torah are valid halakim. And except that Moshe Rabbeinu's is the one that is higher than all of them, and it's a standard. It's the halacha. So even though when we paskin, we pass like Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, we pass like it because that's the aspekai esvav mira. It's something which is has in itself the kilu, the nekuda, the standard that Torah wants us to live by, but each and every panim has in itself its emes, and has an akuda that it's unique in it. So it Torah itself, parallel to Malkash Baruch Hu, is going to have all these ayin panim, and each panim is going to have shishim ribu, and therefore. It's a sheir kaima. It has in itself different kudus, different halakim, and when put together properly, that's what it is.
So, Rabbi, is the point of this sheir kaima to say that there's a common thread? Meaning, if I see it in the sense of a person, I could say a person looks like, you know, separate entities or separate parts, but there's a overarching goal. You know,
right, overarching goal.
So that I would think is one option where the Torah also could look like totally separate parts, but when I saw Avodas Hashem, there's a common thread that weaves all the mitzvahs and, you know, asis and losis together for one common goal. Or is it that, you know, Torah is much more than that? It's not just that there is a commonality between the different aspects. When I saw the, you know, like we've learned by the or the Anochi and Laia, that the entire Torah is divided on two Dibrais, and two is connected 70, and then Taryag is, and Tavra Malach put it on Hey and Zion, and Hey and Vav. So the Torah is Miksha Achas. It's not right. Separate pieces with a common thread. You know, there's no separation. So is the Shir Kaima saying that there's a common thread, or are we saying that it's Miksha Achas, and there's it's not even separate pieces that has a common thread. It's one, it's a mixture of that has various manifestations, no?
Common thread, let me say, a common thread is a type of inyan, the marshal. Reuven said, many shtikach Torah in his life. The common thread is they all have a chakira, they all have a this, they all have a that. So there, the shtiklach are not adding up to anything. They're the product of a certain mahalach. That's when you use the musig of a common thread, a common denominator. But when the pieces shtolzach avek bedafka and bring out a certain mahalach, a certain sad, whatever you want to call it, that's a very different type of inyan. So shir koyma means it's an hugga that has beginning, end, middle, side. That's what a shir koyma is, much more than a common thread.
But even isn't the sense that the Torah is niksha achas, isn't that even like more than that? Like a person could have an ultimate goal with many different parts leading to that goal. Niksha achas is that everything is b'vas achas. Isn't the fact that Torah is, as opposed to mitzvahs, right? Mitzvahs are separate. Torah is niksha achas.
Right.
They all, maybe they manifest in different ways, but it's Hashem Echad. Isn't it like more, is that more than the Shir Kaima? Are they the same idea?
A Shir Kaima means that each piece does something else and is significant for the work of each Nekuda. Just like, let me take the simple example. A person, human being. So you have different Ivarim, very, very different. It's not only that they all belong to Adam. It's they follow a certain mahalach. First you eat with your mouth, then it goes down to your stomach, then it goes into the intestines, and chvacholu. So it's a lot more than just saying they belong to the same place. It's in effect saying that there's a seder hadvarim and a hadraga, how A goes to B goes to C goes to D. I mean, when you all of Kabbalah be'etzim is learning, some of the Rizal are basically the seder hadvarim of how Dashbar goes from Gashbar to us and vice versa. And seder is a very important part of it. This is all about. All the Shachar V'Tarya is about the Zivugim that happen and when they happen and what goes to where and what goes up and what goes down. It's all an interplay of different Koiches in a very specific way. So a Shir Koim is a lot more than a common thread. It's a lot more than a Chibur and a Kesha. It's a hierarchy that adds up together to become one entity and in a very clear Seder. That's what it's about. Okay, so you have shivim panim. Cholechad is shishim ribu panim. The oisa panim shakash bang mashabenu al kulam. So this is each person has. I've spoken about on Shavuos. Ramchal says that each that a matan Torah it says panim al panim, diba shakach machem. So panim al panim is. Their HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with the ponim of each person. In other words, there are many chalokim to Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each one kefi his chelek. That was unique about Matan Torah. I want to add what that means exactly, so we'll understand something here. It doesn't mean that everyone got only a part of Torah and that's it. That's not true. What it means is each person. If I have a head only to learn kachim, okay. But I can't say that that's how it worked. Mantar really. I can't say that I'm putter from five other stern. What it means is everyone has a nakuda with which he's miskasha to Torah with. When we learn, we can learn many halakim, and there's one chelik that most likely speaks to us. That's our, you know, that's connected who we are, what we are. So that's the type of thing over here when you're talking about the different punim in Torah and different fanim. Shishim Rivim is connected to each person. Each person doesn't have a different Torah. It's not like Reuven only learns Kachim and Shimon only does Tyrus. It's rather that each and every person has his Kneich from where he goes into Torah. That's the point of it. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Panim, the grain is coming off that. It says it also, I think, Rabbi says somewhere in Furish, that each person had his chelik. But he's talking about each Panim, the Panim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned with Moshe, that's all kulo.
So, is there any idea behind, people often do this, I think, for the Sima Shas, that doing that everybody should learn 4 different blot or 10 different blot, and this way we come to the Sima Shas and we all have a chela. They do this for Masechtos all the time. So I think there was a yeshiva in Europe that the Rosh Yeshiva made sure that every bachur was a complete baki in one Masechta, so combined the whole yeshiva was baki in, you know, all of Shas. And that maybe I could hear, but is there any Indian to, I'm going to learn 10 blot and my friend will learn 10 blot, and together we did the whole Baba Vasa, so Shalom Al Yisrael, because I did 10. Is there any Indian to that? I always was very cynical.
I think it is a maybe a mystical Indian. You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's sort of an Indian Kabbalah or whatever it is. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's not, I don't know. It's something that the Fi HaGosha is a very, very good thing. So, okay, you know, it makes you feel good. It does. It has a good feeling to it. So, okay. You know, I can't...
So if it doesn't make someone feel good, is there any... Because I mean, I know
that correct. If it doesn't make you feel good, then it's there's no need to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not as if there's some sort of. It's a wonderful thing when a tzibur gets together. It's another way to be ma'achid at tzibur. We're all together in such a oifen. You know, I can't deny the shenkite of it. It's something that's moving, and you know, I will definitely, you know, it's a very moving thing, and it's very nice. But to say that this is Bernard Lomas and so on, I tell you, I'm a little bit on the cynical side.
Mm-hmm. So is there an issue of being paired together when it comes to such a thing? Everyone got together. We're all doing one blot.
You know, the word not paired together, the word is, you know, Parish Matzibur. So it depends. It depends how tight the tzibur is. If the pshat is... there's a real tzibur, then you know what? Then okay, that you have to be part of. So if a person has a shul, this is his shul, this is what he belongs to, so on and so forth, and they have an event, so it's appropriate. It's appropriate to do it to be mishtatef from the event. If it's a shul in the neighborhood with a very chashuv rab, it's not tzibur. I feel to a degree that this is my tzibur. I'm not sure that there's such a chiyuv, you know.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's fortunate, unfortunate, but today we don't have this type of, what's the right word for it, sense of a tzibur and this, you know, so if a person does have it and then the tzibur made it, it's very, very appropriate. But to tell me that, to say that, you know, this is an event that if not, it's tariff to this is mamish. Another one of the things that's going to save quality. So I'm a little...
Because what I find nowadays, and I think my shul is a bit of a microcosm.
You think what?
I think my shul is a bit of an example for many other shuls out there, that the learning is very, very schwach, you know, generally speaking. Yeah, very schwach.
Yeah.
For the most part. So every couple of weeks or couple of months, there's a new initiative that we're all going to do things together. So. Yeah. So if I am not as shvach and I try to keep a kriyas and I have a seder and then, you know, I'm learning this, just don't have the time every few weeks to jump on a new initiative with all the other guys who fell out of the old initiative 3 months later.
Right.
So is that, It's like people give me flack for this all the time. Oh, how can we not on this one? Because I just don't have the time to keep up with every new initiative every 3 or 4 months because I'm sitting and learning the same careers for the last 6 years.
Right.
So is that something that should be reconsidered?
Let's put it this way. You don't want to come across if many times you do, you go long and once in a while not. It puts everybody in a catch-22 situation. You're the one that's pushing so hard that they should learn shtark, and you yourself are not. So how you talk it? Now I know the answer. It's hagufa, because you're learning, shtark. That's why you don't want to have these hefsekes. To show that, but even klali you mishtat them, I think is nice. Mm-hmm. So not you don't have to do every 3 months, but once a year you can be mitzarif and you can, you find a way to show that chava nilchal hashirucha, that I'm a member of this, mm-hmm. as opposed to just doing your own thing.
Okay.
That's how they started Daf HaYomi, was because the Ger Rebbe on the first day of Shana, whatever it was that they made the first brachas, everyone was waiting to see what happened. And the Rebbe asked for Gemara brachas and it says, Michlernen brachas. And it's Enel Daf Beis. And everybody went along with that. That was so. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Oisa Panim Shalakash Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu Ala Kulam V'Nika Mekava Kava Shalai. So even though you have a Merkava and a lot of different elements of Merkava, this is unique, and it becomes the dominant one. So when we speak about many Panim Torah Menis Nat, that certainly is right, but that's all Mitzad the Panim Yeshabai. It's sad, what we understand to be, the content of it and so on. But mitzad de hachras halacha, mitzad, what's right, that's certainly Moshe Rabbeinu's. Okay. Roish kesem paz. So it says it's the head, it's going from the top to the bottom, is a kesem paz. So he says, who braces, who can I get kesem? The kesa is the highest hanhaga. It is the hanhaga that is ki'ilu somewhat me'aver the metzias there. Sometimes they count it as part of the spheres, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the kilo don't count. It depends. It flips with das. So he says, Kenega Kesa. Sheboy Shleishik Sarn. U Kesa Teire, Kesa Kone, Kesa Malchus. Rosh HaTevis Kesem. So, Rosh HaKesem. So, Kesem is Kehuna, Teire, and Malchus. And those are the three areas where we have actually a head of something. We have in Kali Yisrael three heads. We have the Kohen Gadol, we have the Melech, we have the Reish Sanhedrin. Those are the three Ksarim that Kali Yisrael has. And B'mela, it's Merumas in Kesa Torah, Kesa Kuna, Kesa Malchus. Those are three Inyanim that are in that.
Melech wasn't the Reish Sanhedrin?
I'm sorry? No, that was the Melech Adam. The Melech was certainly not Reish Sanhedrin, and the Reish Sanhedrin was Reish Sanhedrin. The Zeo Kesem Paz, Kesem Torah, Kesem Kuna, Kesem Malchus. Reish Tevis Kesem, the Nikroim Ani Hashem, it's very, very unclear what Ani Hashem has to do over here. It says, Roisha Kesem Paz. So we have Kesem Torah, Kesem Kuna, Kesem Malchus. The gifts of Nikroim Ani Hashem is very hard to figure out what he wants. Vizil Kesem Paz, Vizil Ani Hashem. So this makes sense. Take a look down on the bottom. He says, "Bezil kesem puz 179. Obit fus yoshin, bezil v'tevas puz early communion ani avaya, shmoni v'sheva." It's 26 and 61. That's he gets 87. "Bezil kesem puz v'chena b'likutin kanre mehemna puzu gematia ni Hashem." So what does that mean? Gavonas aben al pimash kasev pirusha safin sisipek beis ve'oma. Ani Hashem mu loyma shakol echod noot soifu mitchilosan or shkos sefi tzira shalachin malchus ani bekesa shalachin malchus ani bekesa ayin ba'oisi shavos kiyedua. So he says that the two, it's a very interesting thing that he says. Ani Hashem, ani is Prinas Malchus, Ayin is Prinas Kesa. Me Ayin Timotzi, Chochma Ayin Timotzi. Ani is Prinas Malchus. The Mela, the Samshocha from the very, very top proceeds downwards. That's in the Ani Hashem. So the Kesem Poz is also the Ani Hashem. So we're all now describing the head, so to speak, of the Anhaga. So it's Kvutzos Tal Talim, who ze sefer tolus adam, she shom yesh shuros tzadikim harbe. Now, the Kvutzos of Tal Talim bring to mind, you know, when someone's hair is combed, it's combed in, you know, long, when a person has long hair and he combs it, it's combed in waves. It's sort of, that's how it comes. So here also he says, Kvutzos of Tal Talim, he says, first of all, it's connected to Sefer Tal Sodom. And he says, Shesham Yesh Shura Shura Sadikim Harbi. Because it's because there are many Shura Sadikim, that's why it's connected to this. Don't be later more about this. Shchiras ka'irev, udur amabul v'dur afloga, shat tzadikim shebimeim hoyu v'tzoras k'manoach v'shchiras ka'irev. The shchiras in the Gemara is a description of somebody who is, you know, he has a problem. He's tired, hungry, and run down. That's a punim that shachar. So over here, it was the opposite. They were the shur tzadikim, and dor amav dor afloga are those that are in a difficult situation, and that lends to the beauty of it. So let's talk about it slowly. He says, "Zeh sefer toldos adam shesham yeshur shur tzadikim harbe." Now, I'd like to explain a little bit here. So on the Pashto Pshat, the Shura Shura Sadikim is we have a lot of them. I mean, basically what he's saying is we have lots and lots of Sadikim, like the amount of hair that you have. You know, that's kind of what he's saying. I think there's a much deeper knait here. Hair itself doesn't have a miuchadik place, but when you put Seder to it, you get Tal Talim. The Nishra Sadikim, it's not the pshat every tzaddik is a wonderful tzaddik. In Memela, we've got a bandwagon of tons of wonderful, wonderful tzaddikim. All of the tzaddikim have a yichud to themselves. That's what, when they go together, the waves are in order. There's a certain structure, a certain order to it. That's what you get in Tal Talim, in the shur tzaddikim harbing. So you have many tzaddikim and different tzaddikim, but the mitzias are like a wave, and it's a dogma to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga of Shir Koyma. We now have it in Klal Yisrael through Tzadikim. Shcheres Ka'irev, he says, Adar Amal Dar Flog Shat Tzadik Shemeh Hoi Betzores Kmenach Hoi Shcheres Ka'irev. So this is interesting that he mentions this in the in something which is meant to be a shevach. Yes, there of course there were Doris that were very bad, and they did Daveris and so on. They were Hatzaris. But here we're trying, I mean, she asked him, Madoirech mi doira yafa banoshim, you know, what's it all about? So to describe something that's not there, why would we do that? See, so he's saying that the shchiras ka'orev feistois is when they go through it, they become bigger people. The tkufis that are mesiras nefesh bring out a stronger side to them, and therefore it's a much chashut group.
So is that learning gnaf kignai l'shvach or l'gnai?
That's what?
Is that understanding Noach's position and all of this in the Mabel?
It's understanding his nesiyonos as being moisiv to a person. He says, he brings in the bottom, take a look, Shreus Ka'irif, the Chazal, that it says, Yibira Pasakrav Tem Chacham, Taltam Shreus Ba'irif, El Tem Chacham Sha'api Shanir Ke'ur Shkum Ba'il Mazeh, Lassid Lovoy, Or Ein Kelapidik Rokin Chatzeitzu. You can give a marshal to it. A person, the marshal, works in oil wells. He has oil wells and so on. If he's walking around in a very polished suit, and we say, you know, there's no oil over there, because if to be oil there, he would be a little bit, something would be a little dark. It's when you see him working very hard, and the chura, there seems to be a lot of work and so on. That's when you get the appreciation of what he's doing. Enav kiyoinim. So that's this. So that takes care of the taltalim. Shur shur sadikim. I want to add another knetch to this. Taltalim, Cyrus, are usually seen as being a chelik guf that's extra, and therefore a person who grows his hair long, and so on. Those are all derech gaiva, derech shachatz. Those are all in yanim that are not positive in yanim. You know, blueris and so on and so forth. Here he says that dafke in the Cyrus, you have shur shur shul tzadikim. This is a whole counter to any other place where derech Cyrus is somewhat negative. Cyrus are considered midas adin and so on. So here he's using it to be mitzayin ashvach, to say that these are the shur shur tzihabe, they're not saying much. And yet, mitzad the teichin aperek, we're talking about the Klal Yisrael at its most beautiful. They're describing their dota at its most beautiful. They're asking him, you know, what are you running after? And they say, so what's the pshat over here? I would say that the Adrabba, the reason why Cyrus are pagam, they're called like Yisros Hamoch. Sort of the muscle is my head. Anything that's inside my head is being used to learn, to understand, to do, and so on and so forth. This is ki'ilu. It's like the person showing off his chachma. The chachma is not mechuvin to mahalchim. It's like the person who's showing off his chachma. That type of chachma doesn't tend to be methodical. It doesn't tend to be, you know, any chachma that's inside my head, so to speak, I use. So I said to myself, I'm going to make a table there. How do I make a table? We're going to take wood here. We're going to do this and that. So that's the start of the Mahalchim Basir. There's another type of, there's another type of conversation where I'm basically showing off and I'm saying, oh, this is so basically I'm taking the chachma and instead of harnessing it to the chariot, so to speak, so that I can go places and do things, I make it into itself. I just is sort of make it a double the fast way. The over here, those Taltalim were in order. There was a clear set adverb and a clear inyan of which side it comes where and which side it does what. The Taltalim Shkairis, I think, is some sort of, even the hair doesn't fly wildly, but it's Mesuda. So Tzaddikim are people that do Lifnei Meshuras Hadin. They do Inyanim that are above and beyond, but there's a Seder to it. It's not the Pshat, Isha Yesh Beit Yaseh. There's a Mahalach to it. I think that that's what he's trying to say over here.